I am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews. A recent study revealed that South Africans enjoy dining out, with 87% of those surveyed visiting bars or restaurants at least once a month. The study also highlighted a growing preference for cocktails, with 60% of drinkers choosing them, and an increasing demand for premium beverages like whiskey. Well, to shed light on this dynamic market, we have Lifa Bakana, the senior brand manager of William Grant & Son, known for its Glenfiddich whiskey, which has recently introduced a very special single malt Scotch whiskey into the South African market. Well, hi, Lifa, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Well, this recent study highlighted sort of this interest in cocktails and premium beverages among South Africans. In this context, how does whiskey, particularly Glenfiddich, fit into the preferences of South Africans?
Yeah, I mean, like, from a Glenfiddich point of view, Linda, in fact, if I go back, that study, what it shows further on, it shows that despite the fact that consumers are going out less, however, consumers are still willing to go out. And also they're not just only drinking less, but they're drinking more premium products. So Glenfiddich is a premium single malt whiskey. And you'd find that despite the piece that you spoke about is focused on cocktails, but you can actually make Glenfiddich cocktail. So we are very much play in that refresh space. You know, like South Africa is hot. So we actually fit very well there, Linda. It's not only drunk the traditional way on the rocks. So we are much aligned to that research.
Well, Glenfiddich is as Scottish as you could get. So is there are there South Africans that literally prefer this, you know, whiskey that comes from the place where whiskey originally comes from? It's like golf. You know, when you think of whiskey, you think of Scottish whiskey. So do they like the brand?
Yes, of course. I think whiskey definitely still has an appeal. And remember, spirits and whiskey and single malt in particular, speaks to sophistication and premiumness. So it's very much relevant in our country, and especially, you know, like the impress consumption occasion. It's a growing occasion, and that's where Glenfiddich fits. So again, we are definitely relevant.
So what is the profile of a Glenfiddich drinker in South Africa?
We refer to them as your greatest showman, but women as well. It's your 35 upwards consumer, but because consumers are premiumizing and generally, you know, like your high net worth individuals have got a much more disposable income, we find that consumers from even 25 upwards are consuming. So to be safe, I'd say anyone from between the ages of 25 all the way up to 50. But our core target is 30 to 45.
So you've recently launched a very special project. And I think if I remember correctly, the whiskey is aged in wine, red wine caskets, you know, from France. So, you know, tell us more about that one.
Yeah. So Glenfiddich, the brand is born out of a belief of the maverick spirit, the irrepressible maverick spirits. And we're all about breaking innovations and doing things differently. Glenfiddich was the first brand to term the coin single malt. And we were the first ones to distribute whiskey out of Scotland into the USA many years ago. So everything that we do is always trying to break boundaries and really bring that maverick ethos or spirit through our whiskeys. So this expression, which is a 31-year-old single malt, really speaks to that. So finishing whiskey in Bordeaux casks, it's not rare. It's something that's happening. However, the time that it has spent for Glenfiddich, it spent there for 9 years, and that has never been seen before. So pretty much we are bringing the brand essence through in everything that we do, from the actual liquid and also into the way that we are marketing the brand within the country.
Well, that looks seems very rare. How many bottles do you have available of this Grand Chateau?
In South Africa, we've got 474.
True, that's not a lot. Is it
and
already
counting
selling?
Down. And no, it's, yeah. It's definitely selling. Yes, it's definitely selling. And the nice thing about this, I was going to say, just to answer your question regarding with selling, it's a collectible item. So some consumers will purchase it to keep and maybe resell at a later stage. Other consumers are buying it to enjoy and celebrate those moments which call for something very special to share with a loved one or a good friend.
So may I ask, what is the bottle going for?
40,000 rands.
Wow. Okay. And you've got sellers and people who want this?
Many. Many.
And tell us about the label. I don't have one in front of me now.
You want to know, like, what does it look like? So we've worked with Andrea, who's, can't pronounce the surname correctly, Savarea, I think, from a pronunciation point of view. So we've collaborated with him because obviously he's a French man, and also in terms of his call it approach to ask art, he was the first one to developed the Mr. A character and literally used an image as his stamp versus other graffiti artists who will typically write a name. So he's made that Mr. A character quite iconic. And we believe that, you know, like the work that is done, it's, you know, pushing boundaries, is work with some really super premium products. And we felt that it's a great marriage, you know, like to company with him. So he has had an influence in terms of the label, but most certainly the inside packaging of the units, as well as the outer carton, he's definitely brought his flair and artistic flair into that process.
Well, that sounds like an interesting bottle, and you know, if people like it, it's probably going to sell out very quickly. So, how significant is the South African and the African market for Glenfiddich's growth and success?
Extremely important. So, I work for Edward Starr, and so we're a distributor for William Grant & Son. So, South Africa is definitely a strategic market and a key market for them. And purely because, Lynn, is that despite South Africans, you know, like feeling economic pressures, but there are still, you know, like a high number of net worth individuals. And like I said earlier on, you know, like the impress need consumption occasion, it's one that's growing. So when I say impress, this is where males and females are going out and wanting to buy brands that, you know, show their prowess as well as their status. So definitely, like, South Africans are still, you know, like our big badges, I'd like to say. And brands such as Glenfiddich allows them the opportunity to use the brand as a status of a symbol of status.
So do you think consumer tastes are changing in South Africa? Because, you know, when a lot of people, when they ask us about South Africa, they think about wine. So, and, you know, there are these traditional beer drinkers. And, you know, it depends what kind of, you know, which economic sector you're coming from. So are you seeing changes in what people are drinking?
Definitely. So because of the economic constraints, consumers are looking for value. From an everyday point of view, and also they're making decisions in terms of what to drink, where to drink, how to drink it. So we've seen a decline in brown spirits as a whole, as a category, and we've seen a lot of momentum from a white spirits point of view, as well as FABs, so your easy to drink flavored alcoholic beverages, and purely because they offer a lot more value. But like I say again, I mean, like, there's still that need to impress and to show off. And that's where, for example, like brown spirits such as whiskey, as well as cognac and also tequila are seeing a rise. So you're seeing that the super premium brown spirits are moving up. But from a premium point of view, there's a little bit of a decline. And then you're also seeing a big momentum from a white spirit point of view, driven by refreshment as well as value.
So do you see a difference between women and men? So do women drink whiskey?
Yes, women drink whiskey. I would like to generalize and say that it's more from a mixing point of view, so a long drink. And also, again, like I alluded to earlier on, cocktails. However, you do find a woman who actually have got a discerning palate, who would like to drink it your traditional male way, either on the rocks or with a touch of ice or just meat. And that's why when I was describing our target markets, that we call them the greatest showmen, but it's greatest showwomen, including the females as well, yeah.
Well, Glenfiddich seems to like the South African market. So what's next? What else are you planning?
In terms of a limited edition point of view?
Well, in terms of product development.
Yeah. So definitely we'll be releasing something probably next year or the following year. But as I say, again, Linda, innovation, it's our DNA. We're always wanting to push new boundaries and offer consumers a remarkable experience, which is born out of this Maverick spirit. So if you look at our Meta range, which is the 21, the 23, 26, those three expressions, each of them have got a different character. For example, the 21-year-old, it's finished off in rum casks, which gives you like a beautiful flavor and profile to it. Again, a first in its kind. The 23-year-old, it's finished off in cognac casks, as well as the 26-year-old is finished off in cuvée champagne casks. So everything that we're trying to do, we're always trying to give, like that Maverick element to it, bring it to life, and most importantly, speak to our consumers' needs.
I also see that you offer some experiences. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So we've got a private client manager whose job is to raise the profile of the brand, as well as encourage advocacy. And yes, so she does these beautiful, elegant experiences where she takes consumers through curated menu pairing with the Glenfiddich 18 all the way up to the Glenfiddich 30-year-old. These experiences are held in beautiful luxury hotels and restaurants. And then we also have our brand ambassador who focuses on the core range. However, specifically for the Grand Chateau launch, we've got a beautiful pop-up that we'll be hosting from the 10th until the 12th of November in Johannesburg, which will pretty much be a fusion of these two cultures, your Scottish culture as well as your French culture. It will be a gastronomic experience where consumers really get a chance to escape and to experience what Glenfiddich is all about.
So when you ask a Scot, you know, because there are all these jokes about Scots and the Boers and the English, and when you ask a Scot, would they have expected South Africans to be such keen Glenfiddich drinkers?
I think if the Scotch is a well-read individual, yes, I think they'll definitely, understand and believe. So it's a beautiful product. And again, its authenticity comes from the fact that it comes from Scotland. I mean, hence there are so many protective laws around it. But we appreciate whiskey. We have fun with whiskey. But most of all, like, we respect the product as it is. And we hold it in the highest regard, yeah. Especially Glenfiddich. So, Linda, thank you very much for having me. But I think maybe the biggest takeaway I'd like you to, the listeners to take away is that, Glenfiddich is the most awarded single malt in the world. And we are born of the, or the, sorry, the brand is born out of a Maverick spirit. And that Maverick spirit is translated through our product, which is our liquid, and also in every single way that we communicate with consumers. And when I'm talking communicates, I'm not necessarily talking your traditional communication, but every set of touch point. So the type of out-of-home sites that you would see, the types of, in-store installations, but we really hold ourselves to the highest regard to ensure that what a consumer experiences from a liquid point of view, that translates into every interaction that they have with the brand.
Well, Lefa Bagana, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, ma'am.